Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Mathis Media Hub Radio. Guess who I have on today? Well, you don't have to guess. You already know from Twitter and Instagram Mathis Media Hub Radio of Facebook that it's Al Poetic Williams is back here with us today. Al was born and raised in sunny South Florida, birth name Adolphus Williams, known within the industry compound of music as Poetic. Some may refer to him as Al Poetic Williams. Poetic is the CEO of Hip Hop National Radio. I love to say that, Hip Hop National Radio. His vision is to help artists make music and make money by teaching them the business via the lives of his industry resources who have had success in their career path. So I'm just going to bring him on, and we can talk more and more about that. Hello, Al. How are you?
Hi, Joanne. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. I'm so glad you're back with us today. Now, let me ask you something, because I suddenly remembered earlier. I was saying, now, is it his birthday or around his birthday time?
My birthday?
Is it? Well, wasn't you a July or August person?
It's August. It's in August.
August. Okay, there you go. I knew it was one or the other. Wait, I didn't hear what you said.
I said, do you remember you serenaded me on my birthday?
That's right. And you remembered how much you loved it?
Yeah. All right. Yes, I love
it. Don't make me start again now. All right. So listen, hip-hop national radio is really blowing up. I was, I listened to some of your segments on, and you're really putting it out there to the younger people and referenced, to the music and how to get into the business and your guests that are on the show. So I'm just going to refresh everyone's memory. How did you get started into this business? What motivated you?
Well, I came into the knowledge of hip-hop at a very young age. I was 12 years old back in, I'll say, 1976. I was inspired by the Cat in the Hat, believe it or not. You know, it was
really?
The rhyme. Yeah, the rhyming mechanism of being able to rhyme. And I always was inspired by it, and I thought it was, like, unique to rhyme. Time, Hip Hop, Inhibited Inhibities, Rapid Delight came out. I said, wow, I can do that. And
yeah.
From that point on, I was turned on by lyrical content to create the song and finish the song. And it was quite an inspiration to me when rap first came out. It was kind of a nonsense type of measure of music. It was just us rhyming on a beat. That's what we consider a rapper. That is what I started to do. The first title of our group was called the Nonsense Gang.
The Nonsense Gang.
Because everything what was coming out of our mouth was not necessarily to connect the word at that time. Many of us, we were just rapping.
Yeah.
And
would you say you were reciting? Because it's sort of like poetry, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is like poetry.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
It's poetry, to a sense, on a beat.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
And with rhythm. So, but over time, the message had come into the music. You know, you start listening to, like, the KRS-Ones, the Mos Def, and Dead President, Tupac. Tupac was one of my favorites.
Right.
Actually, he started implanting messages in the music. And many of the, some of the, a lot of this content came with a clean, you know, it was a clean introduction to the media, and then you had the mass media that pushed hip hop over into the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my inspiration for Hip Hop National came about mm-hmm. when I was young. I promised God that I would never curse in music. So
oh.
a lot of my people that I know, they thought I was
mm-hmm.
gospel because
really?
I was positive content. Well,
wow.
I still live
yeah.
by that same. I still live by that same rule. And
wow.
I don't get me wrong, Diane. I'm not I'm no saint. I'm saying Joanne. I said Diane. I was thinking of Lady
yeah.
Di. But don't get me wrong, Joanne. I'm no saint. I'm not trying
right.
to come off as a saint because
sure.
in my real everyday life, I'm just probably just about like everybody else.
Sure.
When it comes to the language, I get burned. I may a profanity may come from my mouth in an instant.
Mm-hmm.
I get
mm-hmm.
angry. It may come from my mouth in an instant. However, if I was talking to me and you, and it's just like I sneeze. If I sneeze, I say, excuse me. You're
mm-hmm.
there to say, God bless you. Well,
yeah.
If I put something out on a CD and spread it out
uh-huh.
to everybody that got this virus and everybody got sick, I'm just giving you a scenario. If everybody got sick because of, how can I apologize to all of these people at one time?
Mm-hmm.
I can't. It's very hard.
That's true. That's right.
And to me, the message that we deliver on CD is
mm-hmm.
we're changing the mindset of an individual that comes into exposure of the music. So I've had this passion since I was 12. And, you know,
yeah.
why deliver bad content when I can deliver you good, wholesome content that can possibly change your life and change somebody's life who coming to
right.
win of my music. So I push
right.
that at Hip Hop National. I can't change hip hop, but I can change what happened at the doors of Hip Hop National. And that's what we do.
Good for you. I mean, you're really putting a message out there. Your brand is really standing for something. So I think that's just fantastic. I really, really do. And so you mentioned Tupac and message and his music. I always think that he's somewhere because his music sounds so current. You know, you like look around and go, is he here?
Yeah, we got a new song.
Yes, right.
Yeah. Well, they say Tupac left behind when he. When the news said that he passed away or was killed, he left
mm-hmm.
at least possibly a decade or more of music. Which,
wow.
You know, hey,
wow.
I mean, and they said this dude, he wrote, that's all he did in his pastime, like, right. So
mm-hmm.
that's
mm-hmm.
what they're saying content. But then on the other hand, you have people who say that Tupac's alive. So,
right.
you have this mixed scenario of what's going on.
What do you think about these bigwig studios now who or in the past who have these artists and it was no, we don't like that, we don't like this, we don't like the other. And then you have the internet that blew up. Everybody's putting their stuff on. People who are listening are going, oh, wow, you know, that's really a great sound. And, you know, these artists get all this recognition. And I was talking to someone yesterday, Shoot the Moon, a guy from Shoot the Moon, a rock band. And I mentioned to him, can you imagine how many great rappers and all sorts of singers that were denied never got a chance to put their music out there because of what the studio liked and didn't like, and now you have the internet and everybody puts their stuff on there. Can you imagine how many, you know, how many rappers that went unnoticed because of that?
I'll say the internet brought us a good opportunity at the same time. It was like a catch-22. At the same time, the internet was also detrimental to the artist.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would say this is just my opinion. The reason why I say it's definitely great for the artist is because it gave them the mobility to reach the masses when they were where they didn't have an opportunity to do so before. However, record sales, selling the music, is a little bit more of a challenge today. Packaging the CD, putting it into getting people to buy it versus just download. You know, popularity is one thing, but when you could become popular and make the music make money, to me, that's an awesome tool where I can now leave my job because I'm an entrepreneur and people are accepting what I love to do as my passion as a way of buying my music to make me live my life doing what I want to do.
You think that can be done through the internet, social media? I mean, as far as making the money, because then, I mean, you don't have to go through the packaging, the CD. Basically, it's an MP3 that you have to get out there. Yeah.
But this is the thing. The thing is, okay, there's many streaming venues, there's many radio venues, all of these things now exist. However, typically the artist's music is being played on there, but you have no identity to the artist. Yes, the music sounds great, but who was the artist? And that's kind of one of the things that we talk about on our program. Leading your fans to your music. How do you do that? You know, it's methods involved in making it happen. But you have to, you know, kind of wrap your head around that and consult people and guide you to that. And that's what we did.
Now, that's interesting that you say that. How do you meet your fans if you are doing this through internet, social media, right? How do you, or is it important to meet your audience?
Well,
I don't know, but that's a really good question.
What you have to understand about a fan? A fan connects to you on many different levels. They either connect with you because it's something about you that reminds them of themselves, and then once they've connected to you, they want to know what other things that you are saying that they can relate to. So they start to hunger for your music. Now you have to feed them.
Mm-hmm.
So feeding them is letting them know that you're real, that you're not just some robot putting out music, and that if I was to come in contact with you, you're going to treat me like a nobody.
Right.
Coming in contact with your fans today is you have your social media, which you got Twitter, all of that stuff with Twitter, you got your Facebook. Communicate. Make an effort to say hello. Let people know that you are real. They will support you. Get on radio shows such as this, such as mine. Get on and talk to them, talk about the various topics that we talk about. Get an interview from a Joanne. These things right here, people know that you are a real human being. And that's just like me. You put on your clothes just like I do. You brush your teeth just like I do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that right there is connecting with a family.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So I'm looking at your website, which I absolutely love. You got all sorts of things going on here. There's a blog, and then you have a members page. The magazine. You have a magazine also. I didn't even realize that from before, that there's a Hip Hop National magazine, and that is so cool. Wow,
okay.
And then you have upload MP3s. So a person
that's the key. Connect with us by uploading MP3s there on our website.
Yeah. But it is really, really going on. We're going to come back with Al Poetic. I absolutely love that. We're going to find out why he's called Poetic. Who knows? He might rap for us. Hold on. We're going to... Okay. We'll be right back.
Here is a well-documented fact. Humans spend approximately 33% of life in bed. That's a good reason to consider bringing your bed into the 21st century with Function All Linens. They'll change your bedtime forever. Designed for every kind of bedtime you can imagine, these fun and functional bed sheets have his and her side pockets that hold pretty much everything but the kitchen sink. The pockets allow you to have your cell phone, iPad, remotes, and anything else you need within your fingertips' reach at all times. No more cluttered nightstands. No more fumbling around in the dark. Simply reach for your pocket. Experience the affordable comfort and pure luxury that only Function All Linens can offer. For more information or to order, visit functionall-linens.com or beddazzle.com.
All right, you're listening to Mathis Media Hub Radio. I've got one of my favorite guests on. You know what? I'm so tempted. His birthday is not until August, but God knows I'm tempted to sing Happy Birthday anyway. All right, I'm not. We're with Al Poetic Williams. And where'd you get the poetic? I absolutely love that, and I love the way it's spelled. So how did you become poetic?
Well, it actually started off as Poetic Lover. Back in the days when I was young, I considered myself a player. And poetry was the thing that I was able to do well, and rapping was something that I did well. I spelled it traditional way, poetic, and then I realized I had another company we call NK Records, and when we was formulating Poetic the artist, we was trying to be unique. So first name of me as an artist, and Etique was the last name. So that's why it's spelled the way it is, capital P-O-E, and then capital E-T-I-Q. Brought it to me. Yeah.
So it used to be Poetic Lover.
Yeah.
I love that. Nice. But Al Poetic Williams, that works. There you go. So what are you going to – let's set this up. What are you rapping today? What are you going to give us a little piece of rap? I want to hear it.
You do?
All right. I do. I really do.
Well, I want to rap a piece of what I'm soon to be recording. It's called Grandma's Hand. And I'm going to give you a little background about Grandma's Hand. Grandma's Hand was my grandmother used to put me to sleep to the song. And it was a song by Bill Withers called Grandma's Hand. But I didn't, at the time when I was young, I didn't know that Bill Withers was the author of the song. I thought my grandmother
really?
Stole the song, and they stole the song. When my grandmother passed away, I heard it on the radio, and I said, man, they stole my grandma's song.
Wow.
And that's another thing. That's another reason why this business of hip-hop nationally exists, because if you don't understand a person's intellectual property, you may take from them, sample, and then find out in the long run that it wasn't yours.
Yes.
So
that's
we try
true.
To educate.
That's...
So,
well, you know, as they say, that they're really original ideas. It's more of your idea and your take on the same thing. So you have a different take on Grandma's Hand than Bill Withers did.
Yes. Well,
okay.
It's okay to title a song by what you call by the same
sure.
name, because you copyright a title.
Right.
But you can copyright the concept of the song.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't. This particular song, it was inspired by a Bill Withers song. Inspired by
okay,
my
gotcha. Okay.
It's called Grandma's Hand.
Okay.
I shall always remember and forever cherish the bittersweet memories of my summers, the quality time I got to spend with my grandmama. She always had much love to give. Never shy to hug and to hold me, because her intentions was to shape and to mold me. Grandma set the standards and the guidelines that she intended me to live by. She dared not stray, and up until this very day, I can still hear my grandma's voice in the common cliches of every day and the things that my mama said. But at the time, I didn't appreciate nor did I understand of what a blessing it was to be left in the care of grandma's hand. Grandma's hand took me to church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hand played the tambourine so well. Now my grandma never spared the rod. Grandma claimed that she spanked me, all in due respect for her love for God. Grandma wanted to raise me the right way and to instill in me a lesson from which I would never stray. Anytime I displayed the symptom of a hoodlum, my grandma let me know my attitude wasn't welcome. She said, if you want to be grown, then you're on your own. Up until then, it's important that you understand. You ought to listen while you're in the care of grandma's hand. Grandma's hand took me to church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hand played the tambourine so well. Now grandma is dead and gone. Her death left me feeling sad and alone. I swear she must have been a gift from God. I declare she had to be an angel. Sometimes I get the feeling that she's there for me, somewhere to care for me, protecting me from danger. But before she passed away, grandma held me close to hold and console me. Then she told me that she wouldn't be around for long. She said she told me this so I could stand up to be a man of my own. And when she's dead and gone, that my life should continue to go on. But it wasn't until they were lowering her down into the ground that reality struck, that grandma would no longer be around. Then it dawned on me the reasoning behind her seasoning was to keep me in check and to instill in me the wisdom of life and the values of love and respect. But my only wish is I understood it then. Now I understand of what a blessing it was to be left in the care of grandma's hand. Grandma's hand took me to church on Sunday morning. Grandma and played the tambourine so well. That's it.
Wow, Al. I got choked up. I'm telling you, I'm quite serious about that. The what a tribute to your grandmother. And who cannot relate to that song? Everybody can, whether it's grandma's hand or mom's hand or grandpa's
yeah.
hand. That is so beautiful. Wow.
Yeah,
so that's going to be on your new CD that's coming out, right?
Yes, It will be. I'm going to be getting back into recording probably in the next 2 months. I'm going to start recording again. So I've kind of put recording aside for myself because I was more focused on the youth. It really started off with my daughter. And then eventually I said, you know what? I have to open this up to everybody. And that's how Hip Hop National was born.
I remember before. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. On those principles.
I remember when you were on here before, you had mentioned your daughter, and she was doing music. How's that coming along for her?
Well, my daughter actually does very well musically. She's connected with a lot of major artists, and she's performed alongside of many of them and opening up as an opening act for a lot of major industry people. However, my daughter and I, as far as music, the message is, we see eye to eye, but we don't see eye to eye. But it's all good. I help her do what she has to do. She's grown now. When she was younger, she was able to be under my stable. Now she has to do whatever she does. But she's very well, very well. And we're still a unit because right now I'm her manager. Again. I stopped managing because it's really her lane is not necessarily my lane. But to manage her, to make sure that she is treated right and appropriately among within the industry that she is, I have to be in there. I'm engaged. She asked me to do it, so that's my daughter. I'm gonna do daddy's job.
That's right. Wow, isn't that phenomenal? But you know something, Al? You know, I keep going back to the rap that you just did. I didn't even know that you did this. I mean, I was really thrown back. You know, I was kidding when I said, all right, now Al's going to rap. And then you said, yeah. And then I said, oh, shoot, he does rap.
Oh, really?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. listening to your song, and I'm like, wow, this is real. How great is that? That's going to be a really, really, really popular, really nice cut.
I have a CD that I released it's on CD Baby. If you look up my name, Poetic. And then you look up Life Goes On with it, you'll find me.
Well, why the heck didn't you give me some of your music that I can play? I would have played it on, but would you have to come back and we have to play some of your music? Because I had no idea. That is spectacular.
I didn't. It's not that I lost focus. I'm just older now. I'm 48 years old, and I see rapping as rapping is for the youth. But then I've been pushed. I'm on a push to redefine hip hop, and I think hip hop is for everybody. I think hip hop is a part of being the messenger and delivering great content. That's my opinion. So. As a hip hop artist, I will return.
Well, hey, I say do it, most definitely, and I'll be your number one fan. I'm all for that. I think you're very, very talented. No kidding around. I really, really do. And you got it going on. I mean, you've got Hip Hop National Radio. You're putting the positive message out there for young people. Doing hip hop your way, so you're blessed. You know, that's all I can say about that. And before I let you off the air, I just wanted to, and we don't have but a few seconds, but I just wanted to ask you, what do you have to say to people, or not only kids, but to people who are getting into music now?
Well, the thing it is, when you get into music today, make sure you have registered your music with your the right PRO. That's ASCAP, BMI, CSAC. That is how you get paid as an artist doing music. If you need assistance, it's all right if I give them my information.
Oh, please do. Yes.
You can contact us at www.hiphopnational.com. And I like to invite you guys to listen into tonight's topic. We're talking about positive messages in music. Positive message in music only falls on deaf ears, true or false. And that's basically what we're talking about tonight. The reason why we're talking about it, because in today's youth, kids are exposed to so much negative content. Is it now the new pop?
Like a fantastic show tonight. So please listen in to Hip Hop National Radio. And what is the website address? HipHopNationalRadio.com? Yeah.
Yes, and at the very top of the .com, you can see the phone number to call in. We go on tonight at 5 Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, there you go. Well, you know, what can I tell you? 30 minutes is up. I should have made it an hour, but I figured then I would have bust out into happy birthday and all this other stuff. So I said a half hour. Next time, we're going to have Al on longer because we're going to bring his music. And you're going to see how talented he is. Thank you so much, Al. You know, I really, really appreciate it. If I could give you a big kiss. I certainly would. Love you, guy. Okay? Take care, and I'll be listening to your show tonight.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Have a great day.
Take care, Al.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Thank you for listening today. This is Mathis Media Hub Radio. That was Al Poetic Williams. Listen tonight on HipHopNationalRadio.com. Let me tell you, he's got some wonderful, wonderful topics going on for young people in music. You know, he knows all about it, and he knows what's happening with it. He's coming out with his new CD, and if you were listening, it's called Grandma's Hand. Well, one of the songs is called Grandma's Hand. So I am so surprised that Al, let me tell you. All right, take care, and thank you for listening to Mathis Media Hub Radio.
Thank you for listening. This has been a Mathis Media Hub production.